I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't let your ears hog all the fun. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And we, myself and my good buddy Sal Perales. At the El Capitan on Hollywood Boulevard, Tuesday the 17th of December 2019, to see the final film in the Skywalker saga.
It's a big deal.
It's like unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This has been unbelievable for 3 decades. It's what we always wanted, and we're getting it now.
Still, this is the last Star Wars Skywalker saga movie.
It is for now, because that's my favorite lie.
The last one.
Yeah, the last. This is the third time they've lied to me.
The third last movie.
Third lie. Fool me thrice, and consider me delighted. But what's your spirit going in, Sal?
I'm super excited. I didn't like fall off of all the trailers and stuff, but I just stopped keeping up every time they release a new, hey, there's a new TV spot, there's a new this. We're in that mode where I'm like, hey, I'll see what I see, and I'm not diving into everything.
But yeah.
It looks big.
Yeah, I'm so open.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't have, I'm just keen to see how they do it, and I hope it delights me, and I hope to see a bit more Luke Skywalker. See where he's at.
Okay.
That would be my thing. But this is it.
That's it. We're going in full throttle. And I'm gonna keep those spoilers off our backs.
May that force be with you. See you on the other side. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and this is our spoiler-free reaction. There's so much to unpack in this. There's so many concepts, so many answers, some of them very interesting, some of them slap you in the face, like, not good.
If you have any preconceptions, you are either going to be happy or disappointed.
There is stuff that I joked about happening as if 4 years ago that happened, which is very interesting. But for me, the journey, the end was worth the journey. The ending is beautiful. I give the film 7 out of 10 at the first viewing. I feel like next time, now that I know the ending, I'll enjoy it all more because I won't be stressed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some, for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, there's some questionable additions to the Star Wars canon. But it had a huge job, and I feel like it was a bit weighted down by that huge job.
It had a huge job, but I feel like it did it, and I feel like I want to watch it all together with the others. Like, I feel like it makes me want to watch the other things again, which is a good thing, and I feel like it does what it's supposed to do, and it fits well with the others, which I think is the best thing that it could have done.
Now, I wasn't like a, heavily invested into the romance side of things or the Reylo side of things, like those, but I found those two's interactions to sort of be the best part of it. That was sort of what I enjoyed, like, across the board. I liked.
It's a movie about them, and they were pretty amazing.
Yeah.
On the west side.
I think I had maybe three or four, like, standing up, fist pumping, yes!
Okay.
Yeah, in it. And I don't mean that metaphorically. Yeah. I mean three or four times I semi-stood up, clenched my fist, and went.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. I saw it. It happened. Yeah, there was a few minutes, yeah, where, there was a few moments that I had as well that really hit the mark. So
the Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else thought of it, because it is such a hard film to unpack. There's so much going down, and I feel like if you cling to one thing that you didn't like, that could bring the whole thing down, because there is so many concepts in this.
Yeah, I feel like if you didn't learn your lesson from the other movies, you might not be happy with this one.
Alright, well, we're almost out of battery, so we're going to leave it there. What was your score, Sal?
I gave it an 8.
8? I'm a 7. I think it might go up on the second viewing when I'm a bit more relaxed. But, that's it. We're done. There'll be the full spoiler one is linked, like, here somewhere. So, go check that out with me, Sal, and Amy, and Rashad breaking it down with total spoilers. So, enjoy it, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.